Hi everybody, Secret Subject here, and it has been a long time since I last did anything unedited. So this is going to be an unedited fractionation session, which I'm calling a session with the secret subject. What would I do with you if I had you alone in a room, huh? A lot of people have asked me this, and I think it's about high time you found out. So make sure you're in a comfortable spot where you're nice and relaxed and can let go completely, because this, if it goes how I intend it to go, which it never does, but I guess we'll see, could be quite a ride. Now, a few of you have been listening to my voice now for a long time, and I know it's hard sometimes to keep focus, to keep track of all the words I'm saying. I do say quite a few words, you know? And I know it's quite hard to keep track of each and every single word I am saying as I say it, in the order that I said it. And I know it became quite confusing to try and remember all those words, try and keep a hold of them, keep a track of them as I keep saying words. And they keep building and building and building up in your mind. That's right. And I know you're already probably a little bit conditioned to my voice, especially if you've been listening to my files for quite a while. Maybe you're new, maybe you've never heard my files before, and maybe this is the first time you're hearing my voice. Maybe you can just find that it just starts to wrap its way around your mind. It just starts to seep through your mind, wrap its way nice and tight around your mind. As it's just so easy to sink into my words and sink into that feeling of relaxation, of comfort that my words can bring you. Now, I'm wondering if you can imagine what it would be like. I mean, you've probably seen hypnosis before. Maybe you've been in hypnosis before. You've been under before. Maybe you've seen it on TV. Maybe you've seen it in a movie. Well, this is how I describe it to friends anyway. If you've ever seen a movie where someone's been hypnotized and you watch them, I wonder what they look like. And I'm sure right now you can imagine what they look like or what you've looked like in the past when you've been hypnotized. You can imagine the vacant expression across their eyes. You can imagine how comfortable and relaxed their body looks. Maybe even you could imagine what's going on in their mind. Maybe a lot. Maybe very little. Maybe they're so focused they just seem to lose track of what's going on. Because like I said before, it's so hard to keep track of each and every word that I'm saying. And if you tried to remember each and every word that I have already said, I wonder if you could. Maybe you could. Maybe your memory is that good that you could keep track of each and every word that I've already said in this file, but it's already been a few minutes now. And I know it's hard to think about even attempting to recite each and every word that I've already spoken, as you start to think of how much nicer it could be just to let all of that go, wouldn't it? Because if you were faced with a choice of trying to remember each and every word I've already spoken in this file, or just relaxing and letting all that go, and maybe letting your eyes close, maybe letting your body slump over, maybe letting your mind relax and everything just sink and let go. I wonder which option you would pick. I know most would choose the latter, wouldn't you? That's right. Your mind knows which one it would choose. It already has accepted. It's already succumbed to its decision. As you start to feel that feeling, as you start to feel that feeling of relaxing, of sinking, of dropping, of drifting, of falling even deeper and deeper and deeper down. That's right. And you probably didn't even realize that this whole time I've been using this voice on your mind, I've been weaving my words through your mind, around your mind, pulling you in, sucking you in, seducing you, seducing your subconscious mind. And of course, your subconscious mind just allows me to wrap my words around and just to sink you down deeper and deeper with each and every breath you take, with each and every word I say, with each and every sound that you hear. You find yourself falling, you find yourself sinking, you find yourself drifting, sinking into that comfortable sense of relaxation as you sleep deep, 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 down, down, down to sleep, sleep. Even deeper. Know that each and every time I snap my fingers and say that word sleep, you find yourself sleeping. You find yourself sleeping deeper. Sleeping deeper. Sleeping deeper. That's right, each and every single time until you're wide awake. And the funny thing about being wide awake is, once you found yourself falling, once you find yourself sinking to my voice, you just find it so easy just to go back there, don't you? Yes, of course you do. Because it's just so easy to follow my words. It's just so easy to follow my voice as you sleep again, sleeping again, sleeping again and again and again until you're wide awake. That's right. And you know this could go on forever as you sleep and as you're wide awake and as you sleep and as you're wide awake. That's all right. You see, the fun thing about having a session with me is I like to get my subjects nice and fractionated first before we do anything. But sometimes fractionation is half the fun. Sometimes that fuzzy feeling you can get from sleeping and being wide awake again is enough. Sometimes it's just nice to relish that feeling and just to ask yourself whether or not you think I'm going to let you stay down this time. Am I? Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. You see, I'm known for being a little bit cheeky as I drop you down, down, down to sleep. You find yourself sinking, you find yourself falling, you find yourself letting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down, 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 down. And with each number I count, from 10 to 1, you find yourself sinking even deeper, twice as deep, three times as deep, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times as deep with every number I count down from 10. Deeper and deeper, 9, deeper and deeper, 8, deeper and deeper, 7, deeper and deeper, 6, deeper and deeper, 5, deeper and deeper, 4, deeper and deeper, 3, deeper and deeper, 2, so deep into that nice relaxing state of trance until you are wide awake. And how mean of me. I know, aren't I just mean? Getting you so nice and relaxed and deep and then waking you up again. And I bet even now you can still feel those effects, those fuzzy feelings on your mind as you just think about what happened last time when I sank you so deep. When I let you stay down, and I could do that again now. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Maybe I could just snap my fingers at any time, drop you deep, 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 deep down and keep you there. That's right, with each moment that passes, you could feel your mind sinking even deeper, even further. Into relaxation, into bliss, into that lovely, comforting feeling, like being wrapped in a warm blanket of trance. As it just envelops your entire body as you sleep deep, deep, deep down, down, down into the abyss, sinking deeper and further with every word that I say, with every second that passes, with every sound that you hear, with every breath you take, breathing in pure relaxation, breathing out all tension, breathing in those lovely trancey feelings and breathing out all the worries and stress and cares. As everything just fades, as we sink down with 10, deeper and deeper, 9, deeper and deeper, 8, deeper and deeper, 7, deeper and deeper, 6, deeper and deeper, 5, deeper and deeper, 4, deeper and deeper, 3, deeper and deeper, 2, deeper and deeper, 1. Even further, sleep. Knowing that each and every time I say that word sleep and snap my fingers, you find yourself sinking, you find yourself floating, you find yourself falling deeper and deeper into sleep. And each and every time you find yourself with a person your subconscious mind trusts completely and they say that word sleep and snap their fingers, you'll find those effects working on them too, as long as you and your subconscious mind are in agreement and want all this to happen, and you're in a safe and comfortable place to do so, because your safety and comfort is of the utmost importance. And if your subconscious mind accepts that suggestion, it will just work easily and effortlessly each and every time someone you trust snaps their fingers and says that word sleep, as long as you're in a comfortable and safe position to do so. That's right, but for now you can just keep sinking even deeper and deeper and deeper, finding your mind plummeting down into the depths of trance, into that abyss. That's right. As you sleep even deeper, as you sleep even further, until I count from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake. And you find yourself wide awake again. And perhaps we should be really mean and play a little trick on your mind. Perhaps I should be awfully cruel and fractionate you nice and fast, where I could just say sleep wide awake, sleep wide awake, sleep, sleep, sleep wide awake. Isn't that cruel? Isn't that mean? I do like to play these little tricks on you as you sleep. Deeper and deeper, 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 wide awake. And it's just so easy to find yourself getting lost in the snaps as you sleep until you're wide awake. And as you sleep even deeper, sleep even further, sleeping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down until you're wide awake. That's right. And you can just sleep. And then be wide awake again, and then sleep, and then be wide awake, and then sleep. But let's face it, even when you're wide awake, are you really wide awake? That's the real question. You see, when someone is fractionated, so fast, so hard, so deep, they find themselves becoming fuzzy, hazy, drifty, dreamy, drowsy even. And it's just such a fun, floaty feeling to have enveloped their mind, to have consumed them completely. And it's just so fun to just sleep and then be wide awake and then sleep and then be wide awake again and not know exactly when or how you'll fall or how deeply you'll fall, but knowing that you will inevitably fall as you always do, as you always have. That's right. As you sleep again, sleep again, sleep. Now in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10 you'll be wide awake, alert and aware, refreshed and energized. Remembering that if you still feel these floaty fractionated feelings, that's okay. And those might last and make you a little bit suggestible and open until you next go to sleep. So make sure that you and your subconscious mind take good care of yourselves. And just be careful as I count from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, wide awake. And I hope you enjoyed this little unedited freestyle fractionation session. Remember, for more, you can check out my Patreon page if you like secret files. Some of them get a little bit lewd. And until next time, remember to keep it trancey. And I'll see you later.